A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was February. It was cold in Minnesota, not as cold as it could have been, but still. Pigeons on the window ledge were out there pleading to be let into my office. I said, no. I said, N-O. Both of you. I don't care if you are cold. Yeah, right. You say only for a minute. But, you know, you come in here, you'll be flying around, making a mess here. Yeah? Oh, come on. Oh, don't get down on your knee like that. You're a pigeon. Come on. Okay, all right. I'll let you in for 2 minutes, all right? Come on in. Hurry. Come on. Get in there. All right. I don't have any bird food here for you. All I got is some bran flakes, okay? So you got to practice not to promise, you know? Practice makes perfect. And promise not to poop, okay? All right. All right. Okay. I give you... Okay, that's enough. No, that's enough. That's all you're going to get there. All right. All right. Come on in. The door's unlocked there.
Citizen Henry King, Sons of Liberty, hereby taking charge of this facility in the name of the American people under the authority of the Constitution, where it says that all rights not vested in the government shall belong to the people, so stand aside,
Henry,
sir.
Here, you were here last week. I told you this is not a federal facility, okay?
I don't believe you.
Try a mailbox, okay? This is the Acme building, Henry. We've been through this before.
You're with the government, and you're lying to me.
Henry, I'm going to have to call in the home to come and get you, all
this
right?
This is a federal facility. You got a flag flying
this
outside.
It's not a federal facility, okay? Try the mailbox down in the corner, the post office.
You're just saying that to confuse me.
You're already confused, Henry, okay? So just do the sisters at home know that you're here?
Hey, it's a free country. Wait, you know there's a pigeon on your floor there?
There is, yes. I know that. Yeah. Come on in. The door's open there.
Oh, Henry, I told you not to wander off.
Sister
Didn't you
Margaret,
hear me?
Good to see you.
I'm taking over this federal facility, Sister Margaret, to protest the violation of our rights.
Come on, let's go. Come on.
I'm just exercising my rights.
Well, exercise your right to remain silent. Let's go.
Thank you. Cold is a stimulant to clear thinking. It's been shown time and time again. People run the thermostat too high, and pretty soon they develop paranoia and they're up in arms about immunization or immigrants or eminent domain or imminent disaster or something else. Yeah. Come on in. The door's unlocked.
Yeah. You Guy Noir, the detective?
Hey. Come on, just lower your voice, okay?
What's the matter? This is my normal tone of voice.
Just not so loud, okay?
What are you whispering for? Someone taking a nap in the next room?
No, just quiet a little bit, okay?
How's that?
That's a little better. About half of that would be good.
How about that there?
Okay,
it's about as quiet as I get. I come from a big family, you know.
Okay, sure.
You were quiet in that family, you died of malnutrition.
Okay, appreciate that. What can I do for you?
Grew up in North Dakota. I was a long way from the house to the barn. Had to yell.
Okay, all right. Yeah. What's going on?
I'm sorry. Name is Peterson.
Uh-huh.
I saw your name in the Desperation Digest, the magazine for older singles.
Uh-huh.
And it said you could find women for men who've given up on dating, and that's me.
Uh-huh. I see it.
Excuse me.
Well, tell me something else about yourself.
Well, I'm single, 67, a weasel farmer.
Uh-huh.
Good physical shape, clean habits, happy as a clam.
Okay.
And I am a realist.
Sure.
I'm not looking for a fashion model, just, you know, someone to be there so I'm not talking to the cat.
Right. You ever been married? Or?
Came close, but the women who are attracted to me tend to be weepy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
I see.
Excuse me. Sorry.
What sort of diet are you on, may I ask?
Well, I'm on the all-cabbage diet right now. Trying to take off the pounds.
Right. You're not a member of a militia or any sort, right?
Militia? No, no. I'm just a regular old Republican.
Okay.
That saves time, don't you know?
Of course.
Yeah, anyway, I'm looking for a woman my age or younger, stocky build, good teeth, not a big talker.
Right.
A woman who will take charge.
Okay. Would you object to a nun?
A nun would be better than nothing.
So I introduced him to Sister Margaret, who's a take-charge type of person and who'd been thinking of retiring from the home anyway, and she was interested.
Well, I almost married a guy once.
Oh, yeah?
Seemed normal. Handsome, love, travel, books, right. Classical music, gourmet food, yep. Long walks, sunsets, you right. Know, the whole package.
Right. Yeah.
But then he told me a joke, and that was the end of it.
Oh, really? What kind of joke?
A booger joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he laughed so hard that stuff came out of his nose.
Uh-huh.
I never saw him again.
All right. So I brought them together in my office. Mr. Peterson, Sister Margaret.
Oh,
Sister
you Margaret. Look good.
Oh, Peterson,
yes. Let me see your teeth. That's good. Okay. Tell me to do something.
Oh, smile.
Good enough. I like you. Marry me.
Oh. Wow. Kind of sudden, isn't it, Mr. Peterson?
You know, I like a decisive man. You know, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Well, listen, you two, come on.
Okay, I know I look like an old farmer, but underneath this placid exterior is a seething cauldron of steaming passion and raw feeling about to erupt. Excuse me.
Not a problem.
Marry me and I'll sell the farm. We'll go to California and listen to the surf pound on the shore and our hearts drumming out their urgent messages of human need. And we'll pick up the torch of love and make a bonfire that will never end.
No, I wouldn't light the torch of love right now.
Oh, really?
Okay. It sounds lovely, but there's one question I have to ask you.
What is it?
Why do gorillas have big fingers?
I don't know. Why?
Because they have large nostrils.
Okay. What's your point?
Do you like books about snot?
Well, I didn't know there were any.
The Wind in the Boogers,
no.
The Emperor's New Booger, 10,000 Boogers Under the Sea, Anne of Green Boogers.
Well, I never heard of them.
No. Oh, you're not laughing. I like that. Let's go.
Good.
Which way to the courthouse?
Thank you, Mr. Noir.
All right, good luck. Oh,
sorry, Margaret.
That's not a problem, not a problem.
So I made two people very happy and... at some price to myself, I must say.
Okay, hands up. Sons of Liberty here. Put your guns down.
Henry, this is not a federal facility. Just go back to the home, okay?
I'm here to defend the U.S. Constitution.
You're off your meds. That's the problem. Come on. Listen, pigeons. Pigeons, you want bran flakes? You got to do me a favor here, okay?
What?
Get this guy out of here. Get him out.
Oh, get him. What is that? Ah, what is that, American? Get off me.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.